E-bike pedaling ruling sparks debate. The recent court case in the Netherlands has left many wondering about the definition of pedaling on an electric bike. The case centered around a fat-four-fat-tire e-bike, where the rider was observed making short, choppy pedal movements without completing a full pedal arc. This behavior is commonly referred to as mime pedaling. The question at hand was whether this type of movement constitutes true pedaling under Dutch law. The court ultimately ruled that the Dutch law does not provide a clear basis for requiring a complete 360-degree revolution to count as pedaling. Instead, the focus is on whether the rider's actions activate the e-bike's motor. In this case, the Fat4 bike's cadence sensor detected pedal movement, even with limited up and down movements. The ruling has sparked debate about the clarity of e-bike regulations and the need for clearer guidelines. Some argue that the current system is too vague, while others see it as a necessary compromise between safety and convenience. Rutger Oldenhuis, a product compliance and safety consultant, was called upon to provide expert testimony in the case. He examined the bike, performed road tests, and provided his conclusions to the court. According to Oldenhuis, the bike itself appeared to be fully compliant with local regulations, including that the motor assistance cut out at 25 km per hour. Oldenhuis' analysis suggests that the use of a cadence sensor rather than a torque sensor may allow for limited up and down movements to activate the e-bike's motor. However, this raises questions about the technical requirements for pedaling and whether it can be done without completing a full pedal arc. The case highlights the importance of understanding the complexities of e-bike regulations and the need for clearer guidelines. As e-bikes become increasingly popular, it is essential to ensure that riders are aware of their responsibilities and the laws governing their use. Furthermore, the ruling underscores the challenges of regulating e-bikes in a way that balances safety and convenience. The current system may be too vague, but it also provides a necessary level of flexibility for riders. The outcome of this case will likely have implications for e-bike manufacturers and regulatory bodies seeking to establish clear guidelines for pedaling on electric bicycles. As the debate surrounding e-bike regulations continues, it is essential to prioritize clarity and consistency in order to ensure rider safety and compliance with the law.